USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee Jerry Nadler has announced two articles of impeachment against President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
The integrity of our next election is at risk from a president who has already sought foreign interference in the 2016 and 2020 elections and who consistently puts himself above country. That is why we must act now.
The full committee is expected to vote on the articles this week. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a trade deal with Canada and Mexico, which has been reached between the House and the White House, will have to wait because of the impeachment.
We will not be doing USMCA in the Senate between now and the end of next week. That'll have to come up, in all likelihood, right after the trial is finished in the Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
One officer is dead, along with five other people, in a number of shootings in Jersey City, New Jersey. Police Chief Michael Kelly says they encountered heavy rifle fire coming from one building.
Units responded and were immediately engaged by high-powered rifle fire. A citywide assist was called. At that time, we were learning at the same time that we had another officer down in another part of the city.
That officer has been identified as Detective Joe Seals, who died from his wounds. He was shot in another location after what Kelly says was an effort to take guns away from suspects. After his shooting, the two suspects ended up in a market where there was a lengthy shootout. They were killed, along with two bystanders. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 28 points, the S&P 500 was down 3, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Company pensions may not be around for very much longer. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A new report from consulting firm Mercer indicates almost two-thirds of existing pension funds are considering dropping benefits to new workers within the next 5 years. U.S. plans are in their worst shape in 2 years. The report says some companies, like General Electric, have already offered buyout plans or frozen pension benefits. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A CPB official is praising the Trump administration's rules at the border. Here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan is praising the Trump administration's immigration crackdown at the southern border, especially how the president addresses some of the loopholes that are allowing children to be used by adults to get into the United States.
I think where the credit really belongs, Brian, is to this president and this administration because of the focus and the initiatives that organizations like CBP and our partner agencies have implemented as cause those numbers to go down. And remember, the really driving factor of this crisis was families come from Central America because they were told, and they were right, because of loopholes, you grab a kid, that was your entry into the United States. Because of this president, these initiatives, we've shut that down. Since the peak of May, we have reduced that by 85% of families coming from the Northern Triangle country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.